I've worked in the advertising industry for 30 years now, and I've met some incredible people. It's a very friendly industry here in Roanoke. But really, the genesis of it was I originally saw a film called Art and Copy, which was an incredible film about creativity in New York City and how art directors and copywriters began working together. And I thought, well, it would be really neat to do something like that locally. And then I sort of put it on the back burner. Some years ago, a woman named Julie McDowell, who was an incredible designer and has a lot of her designs still exist around Roanoke, passed away. And Julie had been somebody that was really important to me early in my career and in my professional development. And I said, you know, if you're going to do this, this is a great time to do this.
Todd really was the director. He brought me in as the cinematographer and director of photography for it.
So you got to sit down, I guess, with Todd with all these, 40-something people?
Yeah, we interviewed about 40-something people, and I set up the lighting, ran the camera, did the audio for the interviews, and set the locations and whatnot.
When you're sitting there, listening to these people or whatever, what did you find interesting about this project?
I found it very interesting to kind of get the backstory on the advertising world. Much of my business comes from ad agencies, and I've heard of stories over the years of various people in the industry, and it was neat to actually interview them and hear their stories firsthand.
We're talking with Todd Markham and Dave Perry. They've put together a documentary, Shine, the Legacy of Roanoke's Advertising Men and Women, has a showing tonight at 7 at the Grandin Theater. And Todd, talk about what people will see in the film. I guess they'll hear and see some of the jingles over the years. Are there some stuff in there that maybe older Roanokers will bring a smile to their face?
Just in time to make things bright. The time is here and the price is right. Have a grand Christmas this year.
It's just a bunch of fun vignettes of things that Roanokers probably remember. Everything from, when they did the movie Crazy People here in town.
Dudley Moore.
Absolutely, with Dudley Moore. To the Valleydale Pigs, to Cook and Cheap, to the Halk Agency. There's a lot of things, if you're interested in history and in the culture of Roanoke, you'll say, wow, I didn't realize these people had such a hand in the way that our city developed.
Yeah, I was reading the release you sent out, I Am the Nation, which was one of the, I guess, Halk Agency ads. That became a Johnny Cash song. That says something.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's our Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean, you know, the I Am the Nation has been read into the Congressional Record a number of times, was read at a presidential inauguration, and then you have the Man in Black actually doing it as a song. It's just amazing.
The 40 or so people, men and women, that were interviewed, did you do the interviewing?
As a general rule, I did. In some cases, it just didn't work out logistically. Dave actually drove down to Valdosta, Georgia to interview the senior Halk when he was alive, and actually sort of did the interview himself while he was running the camera and the audio and everything else. We had a few videos. Chuck Rapetti was a great creative director here, but he lives in Cleveland now. So we hooked up with a group in Cleveland to tape him. It's the kind of project that had a real groundswell of support. And if you said, you know, guy in Knoxville, I've got this person that I want to record, someone in Knoxville will generally come out, bring their camera, and take care of you.
Then we're talking with Todd Markham and Dave Perry. They put together Shine, the Legacy of Roanoke's Advertising Men and Women. It shows tonight at the Grandin Theater at 7 o'clock. Was there a common thread, Todd, when you look at the people that are interviewed, was there a common thread when they look back at the history of creative firms in advertising in Roanoke? Was there a certain sentiment they all shared about the business here?
I think the biggest thing is you always hear that advertising is a cutthroat business. And advertising can be competitive. There's only so many accounts to go around, and you need to make your sell that you're the best person to handle that account. But I think the big thing that came across to me was just the camaraderie, how friendly people were,
sure.
how much they enjoyed being being a part of a community, how much they enjoyed doing pro bono creative work, how much they just love the business.
Hunger is an appetite pleasing. That's what Kenny's is for. Hunger is an appetite pleasing. That's what Kenny's is for.
Dave, you were saying too, you could see some of the camaraderie.
And like Todd said, you see shows like Mad Men and other representations of the advertising industry. And yes, it is very competitive. And yes, people do some bad stuff, but in this area, I was very impressed with how much everybody was connected and how supportive of each other we are in the creative world.
Festival, 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 festival in the park. This is super friendly, super value, super quick supermarket, Nick or Mac.
Todd, I'll ask you, what do you want people, if they come to see Shine, the legacy of Roanoke's advertising men and women tonight, or I guess it'll, in the future it'll be available online or on a DVD or something. Well, what do you want them to come away with when they see this documentary?
It is really important to us that it just gets in the hands of as many people as can be. It'll be available online at shinedocumentary.com, probably starting tomorrow. It'll also be available through the public library. I guess as much as anything, my goal is just that we appreciate the folks that have come here, and we pat each other on the back and we celebrate the successes we've had and that we've enjoyed and the contributions we've made to the community as such. I'll consider it a success.